Food quality and over-medication in seniors' care are areas of concern, says BC Seniors Advocate. The BC Office of the Seniors Advocate released its 2023 Long-Term Care and Assisted Living Directory Report Wednesday, December 20, and in a press release, stated the proportion of residents taking antipsychotic medication without a diagnosis of psychosis was 28%, an increase of 3.7% over the previous year and 16.7% compared to 5 years ago. The report noted that 45% of residents were taking 9 or more medications as compared to 42% last year and 40% 5 years ago. Further, 50% of residents in health authority-owned sites take 9 or more medications, as opposed to 42% in contracted facilities. Improper use of multiple medications can lead to negative effects, including falls and cognitive impairment, harmful drug interactions, and drug-disease interactions, in which a medication prescribed to treat one condition worsens another or causes a new one, the report found. We are seeing a reversal of previous gains on reducing the use of antipsychotic medications with an increase of almost 17% over the past 5 years, said Isabel McKenzie, BC Seniors Advocate, in the press release. She also expressed concern about relatively low expenditures on food, saying the current average of $10.12 per resident per day is 16% below the $12.07 per resident minimum expenditure required of care facilities in Ontario, for example. With our recent survey finding nearly 40% of long-term care residents only sometimes, rarely, or never, like the taste of the food, it is reasonable to ask if we could improve on this finding if we spent more on meals. The directory is available as a hard copy or online, and McKenzie hopes people utilize it. The directory is a valuable tool for seniors, caregivers, and the public, particularly for people interacting with the long-term care and assisted living sector for the first time, she said. To view the online directory, visit www.seniorsadvocatebc.ca/long-term-care-directory. Read also: Seniors living long, healthy lives, but need more support, says BC Seniors Advocate. Read also: Fierce Advocate, set to retire as the voice for BC seniors. Carl.U@NanaimoBulletin.com. Follow Carl on Twitter and subscribe to our newsletter for the latest news.